horses helped settle the West, and for Devon's family, it's those horses that people still come to see in order to relive a little bit of the past and present-day adventure. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Devon Rossa has always enjoyed working with his grandfather. For many years, the family used horses to help with big hunts in the mountains of Colorado.
Less and less people, when they go hunting, are wanting base camps and actually packing up high into the mountains, especially out in the area in Colorado we camp in or we go and set up our base camp for. There's more money in agritourism, and it's also just a lot easier. You don't have to keep all the supplies.
But as Devon mentions, the market began to change with the recession around 2008. They saw an opportunity with trail rides in another state.
Everyone can still semi-afford a family vacation. Not everyone can afford to keep a horse to go back riding in their own backyard. So that was kind of what spurred the switch, and Arizona had a really bizzling and bustling market for it.
Today, most of their business is in Marana, Arizona, just outside of Tucson.
We work with the White Stallion Guest Ranch out there, and we ride up in what are called the Tucson Mountains. So we take people, we show them the flora and fauna. I get to explain a lot about the desert to the people who don't know it, as well as just what it's like to be an equestrian and have horses.
Keep in mind, Devon just graduated high school, but he's already a skilled horseman and guide in the family business.
My grandfather's got a little saying he likes to say about me: you're young, you're tough, and you're expendable, so go ride it. So you pretty much just sit that horse and you get them green broke, and then once they're green broke, you start kind of using them a little bit less in the front and start riding them in the back. You do what's called tail end, and you get that horse used to just following along.
And if the horse's demeanor is not good around people, it's sold and replaced. Devon loves his work, and our story concludes next time as we travel the countryside. Near Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.